Okay, so getting back to this, let's go to the Gemara on Daf Gimel for a moment, just the bottom of the page on Gimel of Aleph, just to get back to where we were. Okay, so the Mishnah, just for a second, the Mishnah says that Hamei beget mi Medina Sayam, just background, Hamei beget mi Medina Sayam, that if you bring a get from Chutz Laretz, I'm sorry, yeah, from Chutz Laretz, you want to get divorced in Eretz Yisrael, and the get comes from Chutz Laretz. So Tzarech Sheyomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Okay, that is the that's the background, that the shliach, when he brings the get, he has to declare that b'fanei nechta, it was written in my presence, and b'fanei nechta. Okay, then the Gemara on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, we read through all this last time, just giving you the highlights so we can get back to it, says, my taima, what's the reasoning for b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta? So the Gemara gives two possibilities, an argument. Rava Amar, Lefisha Ein Biki and Lishma, because we're concerned that outside of Eretz Yisrael, the people aren't so, familiar with the dinam of get. They don't know necessarily that a get has to be written Lishma, meaning that it can't be a, factory, generic get, but it has to be written specifically for this couple. And therefore, you need the shliach to declare b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Rav Amar lefi she'ein edim mitzvah mekayim. The Rav had a different concern, and that is that lest there be some question about the authenticity of the get, maybe that the signatures are not forged. So the concern was that the communication between traveling and communication between Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael was very choppy, it was very unreliable, and therefore, this is your main opportunity to verify this divorce if there's going to be some appeal or some question about it, and therefore he would declare b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And then the Gemara goes on, we're going to go back to these Gemaras a little bit later, the Gemara says, how can you get away with one? You should really require two, whether it's for Kiyum Shtaros, to establish the authenticity of the signatures, or to establish Lishma, why don't you need two for that? And that's the whole Shaka B'Tari, the Gemara, here on Beis Amud Beis and Gimel Amud Aleph. Then on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, which is what I want to pick up with, so then the Gemara, the last line on Gimel Amud Aleph, it's also in the Rabba Komos, so the Gemara says, Man Haitana of the Baik Siva Lishma. According to Rabba, the reason that you have to declare B'fanei Nechtav the Fanei Nechtam, is to establish that that this get was prepared properly, meaning Lishma. Right? So then why do you need to say B'fanei Nechtav u B'fanei Nechtam? Does anybody really think that the Lishma that is required in a get includes not only the Ksiva, meaning the text of the get, but also the Chasima Sa'edim, the signatures of the Edim? And the Gemara clarifies what it means by this. The Gemara says, who is the Manda Amar? Is there such a Manda Amar who would require Lishma both for Ksiva and for Chasima? We're familiar with perspectives, the Gemara is about to explain, that would require one or the other, meaning either Ksiva Lishma or Chasima Lishma. But the requirement of both, which is implied by the Fanei Nechtav, the Fanei Nechtam, that is puzzling. Who is that Manda Amar? Is there such a Manda Amar? I tana d'boi. Ksiva lishma, uboi, chasima lishma, who is it? Okay. Now the Gemara elaborates. I Rabbi Meir, if we're referring to the famous position of Rabbi Meir holds chasima boi, ksiva lo boi. We're on just reviewing for a couple of minutes the top of Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you would require chasima lishma, that the signatures of the Edim would have to be filled out lishma, the shame this particular get, but he doesn't require ksiva lishma. Okay, who is Rabbi Meir? So Rashi explains, E Rabbi Meir, the Amar Ikar Hashtar Zuhi Chasimaso, that the main ingredient, in a contract in general, is the signatures of the witnesses. And that's what we want to explore. That's called Ede Chasima Tarsi. The witnesses who sign, the signatories, they are the ones who are co-race, the shtar, or the get. They're the ones who, effectively give legal standing to the get. Their signature is the key. So if that's the case, if Ikar Shtar is b'chasimaso, then you would require chasima lishma boy, continuing in Rashi, the Torah actually uses the expression, as we saw in the Parsha, right? It's, the kasav la sefer krisus, v'nasan biyada, right? V'shulcha mibeso. So the word v'kasav, normally you would translate that, and Rabbi Eliezer, we'll see in a moment, translates that as v'kasav. Kasav means that he wrote. But according to the position of Rabbi Meir, which is that the essential ingredient in every contract is not the text, but it is the signatures of the witnesses. If that's true, so then the kasav here doesn't mean, technically the writing, it means the significant writing, the critical writing, the legally, important writing. And that is the chasima. So chasima should be required. Chasima lishma boy, to see the kasav ha-chasima, ki the katani the kaman. Kasav, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. And what's proof of this? Ditznan. We learned in the Mishnah. Ein kosvin b'mechubar lekarka. You can't write a get on something which is connected to the ground, which is mechubar, right? Kosvala mechubar lekarka. If you do write a get on something which is attached to a tree, whatever it is, something that's attached to the ground, tolsho chosmo v'nasnola kosher. So if you happen to write the get on a mechubar lekarka, as long as you disconnected from the karka before the chasima, right, and then you do the chasima sa'edim, and then you do the nesina sa'get, then it is going to be kosher. So what do we see? That according to, this is the position of Rabbi Meir. So what do we see? That according to Rabbi Meir, the critical moment is not the actual ksiva of the story of the get, it's the ksiva that counts, namely the chasimas. Just look at Rashi again for a minute. Rashi says, kosav get ala mechubar, right, kosher. But if you write a get on something which is attached to the ground, according to Rabbi Meir, it is kosher. Afal gav, how could it be? Dichsiv the kosav the nasan, the kosav la sefer krisus, the nasan biyada, and the limud of the Gemara is, mi she'ena mechusar ela ksiva unasina. Meaning there should be no impediment to moving right from the kasav to the nasan, right? So if it's mechubar, it means you have to detach. You can't do nasina on mechubar because it's attached to the ground, right? So the only way to, immediately implement the get after the ksiva without any other mechusar maisa, any interruption, would be if it was talush. So yasazeshu mechusar ksiva ketzitza unasina. And yet, a filohachi, he would the chasmu betalush machshele Rabbi Meir. Alma v'kasav v'kra achasimahu. It says v'kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan. That's the source that teaches us that what? That you have to be able to move, without any impediment or obstacle from ksiva to nesina. And that's the problem of mechubar. And yet, it's clearly stated in this makar that we don't mean ksiva, we mean chasima. So we see from there that the word v'kasav, according to Rabbi Meir, means v'kasav. And anyways, that is just very, very logical, because according to Rabbi Meir, the key ingredient in any contract is actually not the story, but the agent. So this is all very consistent. So according to all of that, then, what emerges from this is that the Fanai Nechtam would make sense according to Rabbi Meir, but where's the Fanai Nechtam? Okay, let's continue in the Gemara for a moment. E Rabbi Eliezer, so what's our, we're looking for a candidate, right? Who's the author of the Mishnah? So maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, but if it's Rabbi Eliezer, then you have the opposite problem. Ksiva boy, chasima, Loboy, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, is of the opinion, as we'll see in a couple of minutes, we'll see it in the Gemara, and then we'll see in the original source, the Mishnah, that the essence of a shtar is not the signatures. You could actually have a shtar without any signatures. A contract is not required signed witnesses, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That sounds shocking, but that's true. It's a piece of paper that reflects the conditions of the transaction. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that piece of paper, or that document, we'll call it, that text, is handed over in the presence of two witnesses. They're called Edei Mesira. So if the Edim are present at the moment of the Mesiras Hashtar, Aksivas Hashtar, right, the Mesiras Aksiva, Aksav, really, so then that is what is Kores. So the Gemara says, if the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, then Ksiva Boi Chasim Aloboi, then it's exactly the opposite. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the key to everything is Ksiva. Okay. E Rabbi Eliezer, look at Rashi for a minute. The Amar Midaraisa, who says that Minat Torah get She'ein Edav Chasumim Alav Kasher, who says that from a biblical point of view, you don't need witnesses signed on a get or shtar. Amma v'kasav ksiva hidamashma. It can't mean chasima because min haTorah you don't require them. But if that's the case, then ksiva boi lishma. Velo chasima. So it sounds like we have a very fundamental argument, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, about shtaros, which is what we're going to examine more fully. And that impacts on how you interpret the pasuk of the kasav la sefer krisus. According to Rabbi Eliezer, where the ikar is the ksav, the story, right? So then v'kasav means v'kasav, but then it doesn't mean v'chasam. So there should be no lishma. It says v'kasav la, that's the makar of lishma. V'kasav la. So for Rabbi Eliezer, it means literally ksiva. According to Rabbi Meir, it means v'chasam, la, not ksiva. And that also impacts the question of mechusar nesina after ksiva, which according to Rabbi Meir refers to Shas Chasima, and according to Rabbi Eliezer refers to Shas Ksiva. Right? Everybody following? Good. So that is so far what the Gemara said. Good. The Chitema, says the Gemara, right? The Olam Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe the Aman Damar of the Fanenechta really is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. The Chiloi Boy, Rabbi Eliezer, Chasima lishma midoraisa, but midrabanan boy. Maybe, you know, this din of b'fanei nechtav, anyways, is only a din drabanan. It's a din drabanan, maybe, we thought originally about being careful about requirements that are doraisa. But once we acknowledge that the requirement of the shliach to proclaim b'fanei nechtav itself is only a din drabanan, so maybe some of the requirements that it's protecting are actually, you know, rabbinic obligations, not biblical ones. So maybe Rabbi Eliezer is the author of the Mishnah. He holds you need ksiva lishma, but he holds you need chasima lishma too, midrabanan. Makes sense, it's possible. Says the Gemara, doesn't seem to be the case. After all, hashlosha gitin psulim dirabanan v'laboi Rabbi Lazar, Kasim Lishma. Because even in a Mishnah which relates to not only a status d'oraisa, but dinim d'rabbanan, right? Even there, it appears that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that Eide Mesira alone is sufficient, and the absence of Eide Hasima is not ma'akev, not d'oraisa, and not d'rabbanan. Ditznan, this is a Mishnah later on, you can look at it. I'll look at it in a couple of minutes, but basically, I might as well get it now, so before we read it, proper thing. If you look here on pay, it's also in the Mara Makomos, by the way, it's the first of the Mara Makomos, the Mishnah Gittin Pei Vav Amud Aleph, but if you have in the Gemara, it's always nicer. So if you look here on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and then this is what the Gemara is quoting. Right, next to the you know, sugya that we already, you know, that we started with, which is Tzadi Amud Aleph, Beshamai Beisilo, Rabbi Akiva, probably the, you know, other, you know, most famous, important Mishnah in all of Gittin. Maybe it's even more important because it's really about Shtaros and Kol Torah Kula, is this Mishnah here on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. So these are like the big makoros of gittin. Shlosha gittin psulim, says the Mishnah. There are three gittin that are three cases of get that are psulim midrabanan. Okay, psulim here means drabanan. The imnises, if she were to marry based on this get, which is pasul, right, havlag kosher, meaning if she were, let's say it this way, if the get was batel, if minatora, and she was an eish hashish, and then she, you know, she wasn't aware, or she was aware, she went off and, you know, and seemed to marry or starts living with some other person, and, you know, and they produce a child together, then that child is a mamzer, meaning a child of an eish hashish is always a mamzer. So when the Mishnah says that shlosha gittin psulin vimnises havlad kasher, what that means is that she's not an eish hashish minatora. Minatora, the get is chal. Look at Rashi for a minute on this Mishnah. Vimnises havlad kasher. Haitan alav krabi meir spirulei. You know, actually leave it out for a bit. We'll get to it in a second. Shlosha gittin psulin vein nises havlad kasher. So what these three gittin that we're talking about that you lechatchila should not, you know, base your future on, because they're pasul midrabanan, but all of them are kosher minatorah, and there's not even a vlad mamzer midrabanan. It's vlad is kosher legam. What are they? Kasa b'ksav yado ve'ein al avedim. Okay, we'll take them according to the pshuto. Kasa b'ksav yado ve'ein al avedim means that the husband, in his own handwriting, right, writes out the get, and there are no witnesses. It's just a statement of the text of the get, but written in his hand, and there are no witnesses. Or yeshal avedim, right, ve'ein bozman. Let's say there are witnesses. There's a text. There are witnesses, but there's no zman in this get. The requirement of zman in a get, meaning the timing of the gerushin. That's a Gemara earlier. The Gemara says that's a din drabana. What the reason for it is, not for now, but two views in the Gemara, but it's a requirement in drabana. Min Torah, you can have a get without Isman, and it would be kosher. Or, third get, yesh bozman, there is get, it has zman in it, has a story in it, zman in it, timing, but ein bo ela edachot. You only have, instead of, you know, it's not the ksaviyad of the bailim, there are no two aidim, there's only one aid, right? So the Gemara later on will explain, maybe it's the ksav hasofer plus the aid echad would combine, you know, minatorah to be two, because the ksav of the sofer is also kind of aidus. Either way, hare elu shlosha gittin psulin. The Gemara repeats it. These are the three, you know, gittin psulin. The imnisei savlad kosher. In all these three cases, b'di'eved, if she were to go ahead and marry on this basis, right, the psak would be that the vlad would be kosher. I mean, b'di'eved, this is a kosher get. Then Misha concludes, Rabbi Elazar Omer, afa pisha ein olav edin, even if there are no witnesses at all, and it's not the ksavyad of the bailim, ela shenasnu la bishneidim, but the get was handed over in the presence of two witnesses, kosher, that would be a proper get, the goldem minichasim mishubadim, and the question what this exactly means, but that, you know, it would be enough of a good get that they also, she would be able to collect her ksuva, that's kind of what is meant. And then the Mishnah concludes, She'eno edim chos mimalaget ela mipnei tikkun ha'olam. According to Rabbi Elazar, the only reason that people sign a get, or maybe other shtaros, is mipnei tikkun olam. What does that mean? So that's also, this is also a Mishnah, this is going to become a very prominent issue in a minute. This is also Mishnah Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in Parakas Shaleach. So there too, the Mishnah says, "Eino edim chosmim alaget." Right? People only sign signatures are required in a get only mipnei tikkun olam. Okay, what is the tikkun olam? If you look at Rashi here, just very quickly, Rashi says tikkun olam shema yamus is basically the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Shema yamusu edim mesira. Excuse me. The yavo habal the arer lomar lo girashtia, that we are worried that, you know, maybe the Edim Mesira will be traveling and we won't be able to access them, or they'll have, you know, died, you know, then we certainly don't have access to them. So, you know, if there's no ability to verify the authenticity of the shtar, if there's a complaint of the husband, you know, that's a big problem. So by having signators and signatures in the get and signators on the get, so, you know, that covers, that's a raya that the get really was kedasu kedin. And as such, they tweaked it all. The Chachamim instituted a policy that even according to Abelazar, who says Edim Vesira Karsi, there should be Edim Chasumim Mipnei Tikkun Olam Shema Yamusu, Shema Yelchul Medina Sayam, etc. It's a good, you know, backup. It's a good way of securing everybody's interests. So that's the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that introduces the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, right, who says, Ede Mesira Karsi. Now, who is the Mand Amar of the Resha?
What's the source what's the Makor for Ede Mesira, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Where does he get that?
We'll see. For Rabbi Meir, it's like at least the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. You know, well, also.
Yeah, the Kassav, you know,
I mean,
it says the
Kassav. No, well, Rabbi Eliezer is the Kassav.
Rabbi Meir.
Oh, you're asking for Rabbi Meir?
No, for Rabbi Eliezer, he says Eidim Asira.
Rabbi Eliezer says Eidim Asira, because he's saying all the Torah tells us about a shtar, right, is the Kassav.
Right, but is he saying it's Doraisa, you need Eidim Asira, he doesn't have any source for that? Like, there's no, like, he doesn't see that in the Psukim anywhere?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, you want to know not why is it not Chasima,
right.
Why is it even Ede Mesira?
Right.
It's a good question. The Gemara doesn't ask this anywhere, as far as I know. It's really a good point. We'll see. I mean, if this is connected to the concept of Edekiyum in some way, but there is no, as far as I know, there's no explicit makar for Rabbi Eliezer. For Rabbi Meir, there is a little bit more, you have the pasuk in Yirmiyah at least, you know, because of Basefer Vachasom, you know, the Ha'ed Edim, but that actually speaks about the Chasom and the Ha'ed Edim, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, which speaks about, pasuk in Yirmiyah is about Ishtar Mecher, you know, Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim. But in the Torah itself, the only shtar we really have explicitly is the Kasavla Sefer Krisus Vinasa Viyada. And you're right, it doesn't say anything there about Edus.
Who says the Edus is Deraisa?
What?
Meaning we would say that the question of Q shtar is Deraisa or not.
Well, no. We know, which that's he's asking where's the Pasuk. We're not, that the requirement of Ede Mesira or Ede Kasima according to Rabbi Meir is a din d'oraisa for shtaros is beyond any dispute. Everybody admits that. These are not din d'oraisa.
That it has a chalos d'oraisa, that it's going to affect the geirish and
d'oraisa. I mean, the right, meaning this Mishnah alone proves it. Mishnah says that shlosha kitzim
tzulin. Why would it be v'nasa v'yada? Wouldn't that be the best? Meaning, if Rabbi Meir...
Well, v'nasa v'yada is the Mesira.
Right.
So but it doesn't say anything there, Adam's asking. Right. Like, where does it say anything about Edom and the Pasuk?
Well, maybe that's the Edus.
It's sort of the inference of Rashi.
You need Edus for the Nus and the other.
It doesn't say that, though, anywhere. And that's your point. What I was saying a second ago, which was, maybe it could be that, according to a certain perspective, that it's connected also with what we call Ede Kiyum in the events, you know, so then, you know, maybe that kind of solves the problem, maybe. But even then, it's a good Ha'ara that for such a major debate and discussion, you know, there is no pasuk that actually says something about ablis in the context of shtar. That's really true, except in pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is not in the Torah. But yeah,
Rashi and Gimel Beis, the way of being a little too medactic here, like Alma v'chasav dekra chasima kain. In other words, the chasav that we're writing about is referring to that signatory. And by needing Eidus on that signatory, you're saying that this is sort of the Iker.
No, because that, remember, that's according to Rabbi Meir.
So the inference.
And that's working backwards.
That's not the Iker. That's not the Iker Kri. I mean, the Chasav is not the key part. It's the Mesira. It's the Nasam.
No, well, we'll see about it. I mean, that. I'll just say, I mean, in respect, there are two different questions going on here. Yeah, if I understand correctly. Adam's asking a very good question, just making an interesting ha'ara, which is, this is like a major Shas debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, like what's a shtar? And it's any shtar.
Mm-hmm.
As we'll see how, do we pask in the same way, in Gittin, as we do in other things? You know, that's a question. But in the end of the day, like, you know, a shtar is a daraisa document for many things, right? Kinyan Sadeh, you know, is through a shtar. That's a din daraisa. Mm-hmm. You know, a get and a shtar kiddushin are daraisa. Shtar shikur eved is daraisa. Shtar matana is daraisa. Now the discussion of Rabbi Shtari Raya, their daraisa we'll get to, but but basically in the end of the day. You have this debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. They both assume, this is what he's asking, they both assume that Eidus is required for a shtar. Right? Rabbi Meir assumes that it's Eidei Chasima. Rabbi Eliezer assumes that it's Eidei Mesira. Now, if you leave the Pasuk in Yirmiyah out of it, and the Pasuk in Yirmiyah anyway sounds more like it helps Rabbi Meir, then it's the Kasav, you know, Basefa Vachason, the Ha'ed Alav, Edim, but in the Torah itself, the only explicit, you know, or the most explicit is get. We learn shtar kiddushin from shtar gittin, from v'yatzav v'hoisa, makash avay el yitzia. That's the makar for shtar kiddushin. Right? It's not mefurish bakra. So in the pasuk that tells us gittin, there is no actual reference to Eidus. That's just a good hara. It says v'kasav v'sefer the kasav, you know, law sefer krisus, the nasan biyad doesn't say anything about edim, right? Mm-hmm. You know, v'holka v'haitza li'ish acher, etc. That's absolutely true. There's some sort of a mesora, or maybe in conjunction with that pasuk in Yirmiyah, right, that edim play a prominent role, or maybe it's connected to edim kiyum in the gittin context, but then it becomes less obvious anyway, in other contexts. Now, whether you do always need edim in other contexts is part of the story, meaning, I might as well just say right now, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, right, actually, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, if you take it literally, when he explains how a shtar works in Dine Mominus, you know, to say you want to sell a piece of property, you know, what he describes is a shtar, which is nimsar. But he doesn't actually mention the edim in Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, which is a little shocking. So there are two perspectives on that. Okay? So one perspective is that, you know, of course you need edim. You know, he's describing, you know, the Ram Paskin's edim Mesira Karsi. He's describing, you know, Mesira. And all he means to say is that, you know, if there's no iur habal, if there's no complaint, you know, then, you know, you don't have to have Eidei Chasima. And the assumption is that you had Eidei Mesira. Right? But if you take the Rambam literally, you could argue that what the Rambam is really saying is that, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mesira is Karsi. In Gittin, that would require, and in Kiddushin, that would require Eidei Mesira, because you need Eidei Kiyum, as we'll discuss. But in Dine Mominus, where maybe you don't need Eidei Kiyum, right? So then, as long as there's no dispute, if there's a dispute, like if the, you know, the Mocher says, I didn't hand over that shtar, or that's just a piece of paper that you wrote out or whatever. You know, if you don't have Edim Sira, then you're in trouble. But maybe what the Rambam is saying is if there's no dispute, then the Sira Bli Edim would be fine. So then to answer Adam's question, the answer would be, yeah, you're right. We say Edim Sira Karsi because we're typically, you know, discussing, you know, Gittin and Kiddushin. Or if we want to be inoculated, you know, against any kind of Irur Habal. But if, you know, but it's really a misnomer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's really not Edim Mesira Karsi, it's Mesira Karsi. Okay. And we'll actually see some formulations of this, but just not as extreme.
If there's no error, then it's no worse than the mobile pen.
Right, but that doesn't help you if you're trying to sell a field because you need a shahr. Milva pets, it's not worse than Milva pet if you're talking about. If it was a star milva, you could say it's no worse than Milva pet because the matan mos is also mechayev you to return it. But if you're talking about selling a piece of real estate, you need a kinyan. If the kinyan was through star and the star wasn't good, then the thing never changed hands. It's not just a question of verifying it, it's a question of effectuating the change of ownership. So that's the point. Also, the same is true in Gittin and Kiddushin. Well, I'm not talking about, that's what I said, I'm not talking about Shtaraya here. We're talking about Shtari Kinyan. Now, I should also mention, but maybe we'll do that, I didn't do this topic now, but, you know, there is a big issue in the Rambam more generally, and that is, you know, the conflict between, maybe we'll do it later, you know, the principle of Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam, right? The Torah says, Al Pi Shnai Meidim, right? So the Gemara Darshans in Gittin on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam, right? Which means that, you know, if an Elaim, if somebody who couldn't speak, you know, wanted to, you know, write out his testimony, right, we don't accept that because it's Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam. So the question that the Rishonim all asked, and the Rambam is very explicit about this in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Eidos Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, how can there be Shtaros if there's a Dinah, Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam? So the Rambam says, you're right, they're all Drabbanon. Maybe I'll bring this, I'll discuss this next week. I just don't want to discuss it yet, but you're all Drabbanon. So the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, in Shoresh, Shoresh Aleph, quotes this Rambam, and he says, that can't be. What's a get? What's a Shtar Kiddushin? What's a Shtar Shechor? You can't say they're Drabbanon. These are all biblical categories. Psukim in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. Right? So, I don't want to get into it right now, the difference between the Pik Sabam and the Shtar, what did the Rambam really mean? Reb Chaim thought that the Rambam distinguishes between, again, Shtari Kinyan and Shtari Raya. A Shtar that is, you know, effectuates change, you know, it causes, as opposed to it's, you know, evidence of something else that caused it. Right? Like you're asking me about the Milva. A Milva might be a Shtar Raya. Likely is a Shtar Raya. Shibunim aside, it's certainly on the Havva, it's a Shtar Raya. Right? But a Shtar Mecher, or Gittin, or Kiddushin, or Shikror, they're Shtar Kenyan. So, to answer, you're really asking a very core question. What you're saying is true. For Rabbi Eliezer, there is no Mokar that actually speaks of explicitly about Eidim. That may be what the Rambam meant in Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, when in Dine Mamonis he describes a shtar as a document that was handed over, and he doesn't mention the Edim. Is there a Rambam here? If I could find one very quick, if you give me the Sefer Kinyan, if you know where it is.
Why would we, maybe this is too simple.
But what you're saying is something else. You're talking about Rabbi Meir, who holds a Chasima Karsi, being forced to say that V'chasav means V'chasav. But for Rabbi Eliezer, V'chasav means V'chasav.
I would have understood it as just why are the machlokas about what's the ikker, you know, moment of gerushin, the ikker moment of the krisis.
No, so you're asking about the relationship, I think, between V'chasav and V'nasav.
Right, or
even Rabbi Elazar.
Right, well, the question, way I answer the machlokas, you would look at it and say, well, it's the karsi. What is the karsi? And therefore, you need Edom for that moment of karsi. So, what's the, you know, and then.
If you need Edom.
That is in the psukim.
If you need Edom. If you need Edom, that's
easy. Right, so that's why I think that.
But so in answer to your question, I'm just going to tell you, the next Gemara, the next Mishnah here, on Pei Vav Amadeus, you know, opens up that question, and we're going to go into it. A very interesting Mishnah. This is Pei Vav Amadeus for a minute. Shnayim Shasholchu Shnei Gittin Shavim. You have that? Pei Vav Amadeus? Two people sent Gittin to their wives, right? And they all have the same names or whatever, so it wasn't clear, you know. It wasn't clear, which get was for which marriage. So shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shavim, that's what it means. Binis arvu, okay, and it got mixed up. Like they both gave it to the same shliach, and he mixed them up, and they all have the same names, you know. So right, yeah, it's kunish shadartich v'lo lavisi, right? So again, shnei gittin shavim bishmoseyam. So what's going on here? Vince Arvu. So the Mishnah says, no sin Shneim Lazu. Shneim Lazu, it's not the end of the world. Right? He'll give each of the gittin to each woman, and then Mimanashach, she'll have gotten her get. Right? So listen to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mantana, who's the author of this Mishnah that thinks you can solve the problem by just giving each get twice? Can't be Rabbi Elazar. The E Rabbi Elazar, he would have Edom Mesira Karsi, since he holds Edom Mesira are Kores. Hola Yadi Beheminayu Kamagarsha. Meaning, if it's Edom Chasima Karsi and the Chasima is Ikar, the Chasima took place a long time ago. So, the Mesira doesn't, it's just the Bitsua. You know, it's just the implementation, right? It's not the karsi. So, big deal, you'll get it twice. Right? The chasima was done, l'shma. But, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, says the Gemara, according to Yirmiyah, says, according to Rabbi Elazar, right? Halayadu behemi, you don't know where the Mesira is, can't be l'shma. It's Mimanashach, but it's not l'shma. Says the Gemara, Abaya Amar, fiel tem Rabbi Elazar, not so bad. This is written for you.
Yeah.
But you can see you're in good company with Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Right.
Meaning, Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying what Ari was saying, which is, it's not the Ksiva, it's the Mesira. That's why we call it Edom Mesira Karsi. So maybe the Lishma should really be on the Mesira. So if you have two mixed up Gittin, it doesn't help. You can give it the 10 times if you want, Miman of Shach. But, where's the Mesira Lishma? That's the whole point, is that you can't Miman of Shach Lishma. Right.
Why can't you say Yish Boy right here?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure whether Yish. The Gemara actually discusses at one point whether Yish Breyer is going to help you in Lishma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the whole point of Lishma is that there should be a certain certainty about it. It's hard to know whether Breyer can help you with that or not. Maybe it's a Breyer issue, maybe it's a Lishmai, but it is a good, it's discussed, and I think in the Gemara Nadarim. But, so that, that's exactly your point. And you'll see this is very...
Meaning, if you're going to say what I was trying to say, which is it's really a machlokas about what's the ikar of the krisis, the whole point is to say, but ksiva, Mesira isn't necessarily Shema, and you have to then say, really the ikar is Mesira, but that doesn't require the din lishma that's so unique about get. And then that's getting hard.
No, but you're not wrong, as we'll see. Some Rishonim really think you're right, that Mesira is the Ikar.
Right.
Just that, nonetheless, it's Mesiras haksav shenichtav lishma.
Right.
So it's, or maybe the lishma is like, looking forward to the ultimate, Mesira. So, but it's not wrong. Logically, what you're saying is very, very reasonable. Rabbi Yirmiyah was basically saying it. You know what I'm saying? But it's complicated. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Rambam I wanted to read to you that I was talking about is this. This is the Rambam's description of, again, this is Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam discusses how you acquire real estate, right? Hamekach einu nikna b'dvarim, parak aleph halacha aleph. You can't, a verbal, you know, contract doesn't work in real estate. Afilu v'idu aleha eidim, even if there are witnesses to the verbal agreement, right? Bayis ani mochalach, yayin ze ani mochalach, eved ze ani mochalach, right? It doesn't work. What do you need? Right? It has to be echad midvarim shuk nikna behem. And what are those? Bamei yikna mekach, hakarka nikas bechad migimel dvarim, bekesef, o bishar, o bechazaka. Right? There are three ways to acquire real estate, really four. But, you know, the three that are more particular are kesef, right? Chazaka, which we talked a little bit last year, and shtar. The fourth is probably kinyan sudar, but that's, okay. So now in Halakha Zayin, the Rambam explains, well, it goes up through each one. Ketzad Ishtar, Kasav Lo Al Aniyar, right, you write out the text, Al Acheres, O Al Ha'ala, even things that can be forged, because Ram Paskin's Mesira Karsi, Sadai Nesunalach, what's the text? You know, my field is handed over to you, Sadai Mechuralach, Kivin Shehigia Hashtar Liado, right? Once the shtar reaches him, meaning there's a mesira, the afapish ein sham edim klal, even if there are no witnesses, afapish ein hashtar shabaklum, meaning the shtar isn't, you know, camouflaged kesef. What does it mean, afapish ein sham edim klal? So here there can be two interpretations. One is meaning even if there are no edim signed, you know, no edim hasima, but of course there are edim mesira. Right? Or, that's one interpretation. And then what we're really saying are, listen, it's good to have chasima, because mitlei tikkun olam, if there's ever a problem, but that's not ma'akev. So, ein, afapi she'ein sham edim klal means no edei chasima. That's why some of the mefarshim interpret these words. But if you interpret them more literally, then it sounds like what the Rambam is saying is, you can be kona b'mesir b'mesira even without any mesira. How do you do that? I mean, that's not true in gittin v'kiddushin, right? How do you know it's not true in gittin v'kiddushin? Look on the Mar Mekomos, the last page. I wasn't going to go in order, but just for a minute, look at the Rambam Perek Gimel, the last halacha. In Kiddush Bishtar, this is Kiddushin. Kosei Vala Niyar, right? Haream Kudashasli. I'm sorry, I'm reading it wrong. In Kiddush Bishtar, Kosei Vala Niyar, Ala Cheres, Al Ha'ala. Sound familiar? Same language as in Hukos Mechira so far, right? Gal Kol Davar Shiyerza, Haream Kudashasli, Haream Muresasli, V'chol Ketzer B'dvar Melu, V'nosno La Bifnei Edim. So how come here he says Vinosa la Bifnei Edim and Nichos Machira he says Apal Pishain ba Edim? What? Yeah, but he's talking about the shtar part of it. Okay, could be that's a reason. It could be that's a din in the shtar of Edim of Kiddushin, or it's just in Kiddushin. Right, it could be. I'm trying to show. That's part what I'm answering to Adam's question. Now look in this is going to get back to, of course, much more, but look in the previous page, Hilchos Gerushin Perek Aleph, Halacha, I'm sorry, you don't have to, on the same page, Halacha Tezayim, Chasmu Boshnayim, no, I take it back. Go back to Halacha Yud Gimel, Uminayin Sheyitnu La Bifnei Edim, on the previous page, page 6, line 24. Uminayin sheit nenelav ifnei edim. How do you know that you have to give the get in front of witnesses? Harei omer alpi shnayim edim o shlosha edim yakum davar diyevsha shetia zu ayom erba babalev demisas bezdin ulamachar tia mutaris b'lo edim lafika chumdasam get beino leveino afila beid achad eino get klal. Okay. So here the Rambam says that you need witnesses. But here he says explicitly it's because of ADQ. Right? So actually, to your question, right? Maybe, aside from Eidei Kiyum, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't. Depends how you read Hilchos Mechira. If you do, and most Rishonim think that you do, like the Ramban, I'll just tell you now very quickly, the Ramban and Muchamos, in Anpei Babam and Aleph, makes a suggestion for to answer a different problem, which will, some of the problems we'll discuss, that maybe in Dinei Mamonos, actually, you know, the Mesira B'Li'edim would be fine. Like this Rambam. The Ran attacks it very sharply. The Ran in Hamagari says, I cannot believe that the Rambam even considered that, even considered that possibility. Of course, according to Abulazi, you need Eidei Mesira, even in Choshem Mishpat, Dinim that have to do with Shtarvos. Because Eidei Mesira Karsi. Right? So where do you get that from? What's the Makar? They assume that it's part of the Hamdara of a Shtar. But it's a great question. Okay. Getting back to the Gemara here for a moment. Okay. So, get back now to the Gemara and Daf Gimel on the base. Well, these are the issues that we're going to be exploring for the next, you know, couple of shiurim. So the Gemara says as follows. How do you know maybe Rabbi Elazar Midrabanan requires Chasima Lishma as well? Says the Gemara, it's not true. Ditznan, Gimel Gittim Psulim, this is the Mishnah that we just read. Right? Bimnise Sablad Kasher. Kasab Sabyana Bein Olavenim. Yesh Olavenim Bein Bozman. Yesh Bozman Bein Bo Ela Eid Echad. Hare Elu Shloshim Gittim Psulim Bimnise Sablad Kasher. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Al Pi Shein Olavenim. Ela Shinasna La Bifnei Eidim. Kasher Vigodim Nechasim Mishubadim Shein Ochasim Ala Get Ela Bifnei Tikunam. That's the, quote unquote, that's the Mishnah we just read. So what do we see? That Rabbi Eliezer says very explicitly that Af Al Pi She'ein alav edim, ela shenasna b'fnei edim, kasher, regarded b'chasim mishubadim. So clearly, Rabbi Elazar doesn't think that even midrabanan, that you require chasima l'shma, because you don't require chasima. How could you require chasima l'shma? Right? Oh. Says the Gemara, ela Rabbi Meir hi. Maybe you could try the same answer on Rabbi Meir. What did we say before? Problem for a mayor is that you only require chasima lishma, not ksiva lishma. The chilo boy Rabbi Meir ksiva lishma midaraisa. Maybe that's only midar Torah. But midrabanan boy, maybe midrabanan you do require ksiva lishma according to Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Amar Rav Nachman. Right? Omer, Hayu Rab Meir, Rab Nachman reported, Rab Nachman reported in the name of that Rab Meir used to say, Afilu Mitzao Ba'ashpa. Let's say you found a get, you know, with the writing intact, and it was written out, and, you know, it wasn't Lushma, meaning it was, you know, Reuven's divorcing, you know, Yentl, you know, and, you know, a different Reuven and a different Yentl, but it just so happens, you know, there are tons of Reuven and Yentls in this town, you know. So he finds a Reuven Yentl type get, you know, that makes perfect sense in the garbage, in the ashpa, right? And he takes it out, you know, he dusts it off a little bit, right? The chasmu, and then he has Eide Chasima Lishma for his, you know, particular marriage, without Siva Lishma, Vinasnula, and then he hands it over to her, Kosher. So what do we see? That even the Drabanan, Rabbi Meir, is not requiring Siva Lishma. The Chitema Anan Midaraisa Kamasnima, right? Maybe that, you know, is only a Doraisa standard, you know, of Rabbi Meir, but maybe Lemaisa, you know, in fact, he required more. Yachi Omer Hayir Rabbi Meir, Dvar Torah mi boile. Then it shouldn't have been reported, you know, Rabbi Meir used to say. What do you mean Rabbi Meir used to say? Rabbi Meir used to say is this policy. They should have said, Dvar Torah, you know, mi boile. It should have said, Dvar Torah, Rabbi Meir thinks, And then you could wonder, is there, did he make a takana of the Rabbanan? Or at least we wouldn't know that he didn't, right? So that, Ela Liolam, so then the Gemara wants to solve this problem. Liolam, Rabbi Lazar, he. Maybe Rabbi Lazar is the author. The Chila boy, Rabbi Lazar, Chasima, Hechad the Leke Edim, Klaal. But Hechad the Ike Edim, boy. This is we're going to discuss this more fully, but this is like a breakthrough. The Gemara says, no, the author of the Mishnah who requires b'fanei nechtam is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. Sorry, I keep calling him Eliezer, whatever. It's true, he doesn't require Eidei Chasima, not Doraisa and not Midrabanan. But if Eidei Chasima were to sign on the get, which is not unusual because they should sign Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam, then Rabbi Eliezer would require them to be Lishma, because otherwise it would be considered to be Mizuyaf Mitocho, which literally means like internally, you know, like a forgery. I mean, it would be, you don't need Eidei Chasima, but if they're there, then they have to be there, you know, properly. And part of properly means lishma. Now, why is that true? Why does properly mean lishma? So just to highlight the problem, but we're going to solve it not today, the Bali Tosis asks this question already. There's another Gemara, just to highlight it a little bit more. If you can see the question over here, is Modra Balazar B'mzuyuf Mitocho, Tosis on the left, second one on the page. Teima l'ri. Ma inin shelo lishma l'mizuyif mitocho. Like, why would you call an absence of lishma mizuyif? Literally, mizuyif mitocho means like, it's like a having a forgery, you know, in your shtar. Like, you know, you had clauses there that are corrupt. The absence of lishma is a corruption. Meaning, there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, has another case of Modra Belazar B'Mizuyaf Mitocho. That's in a case where you have Eidei Mesira, but the Eidim are also signed on the document, and the ones who are signed are either Krovim or Psulim, like two relatives signed, or relatives to the Bali Dinim, or somebody who's a Goslin signed. So the Gemara says, Mod Rabbi Lazar b'mizuyif mitocha. You know, if you don't have any Eidim, fine. But if you have Eidim already, they have to be Kshayim. So Tosa says, Kshayim, you know, maybe we can understand, especially the consideration based on Rashi later on, you know, Hasam b'din nifsal, tilma asi l'mismach alayu, asiya, olahotzi mamun alpiyam. We're worried that, you know, if you're going to accept this shtar, and it has Krovim and Psulim, maybe you'll rely on the Krovim and Psulim for other things too. You'll say, oh, they're good Edim. You know, they signed on Ploni and Almoni's get. That's how Tosis understands Modra Blazer and Zuyat Ketoch. And then Tosis goes on to try to explain, we'll leave it for now, we'll get back to it. The idea that somehow the absence of Lishma, of the requirement of Lishma, or that the requirement of Lishma would relate to the Ksiva on the basis of Modra Blazer B'mzuyaf Mitocho is challenging for all Rishonim. So we'll have to see what that is. That's one answer in the Gemara. That's really the answer that is the halacha. The other answer is Ravashi Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, there's another Manda Amar. Titznan Rabbi Yehuda Posel Ad Shetek Sivaso V'chasimaso B'talush. Rabbi Yehuda, when it came to the question of Mechubar, right, disagrees with both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. He thinks if it's Mechubar, either Bizman Ksiva or Bizman Chasima, then it's possible. Because he requires both, Bekasav for him means Bekasav and Bekasav. Umikaramai time alam akminim for Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we just save ourselves a lot of trouble and just immediately bring up Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Mahadrina, Rabbi Meir, the Stam, the Sneis, and Rabbi Meir. Madrina Rabbi Lazar, the Kaimel and Hilchos Kavase Begitin. Right? The Stam Mishnah is like a mayor, and so we, you know, so he's a good person to pin this on if we could. And Rabbi Lazar, we paskin like him in Gittin, so even better. Okay. That's the Shakla V'Tarya. So what are we left with so far? A fundamental debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir in the world of Shtaros, whether Edi Chasima Karsi or Edi Mesira Karsi. That's number one. Number two, this debate affects the requirement of Lishma. Lishma refers to Ksiva or Chasima. We also saw the discussion on Tei Vav Amud Beis, right? The Rabbi Yirmiyah, if does Rabbi Lazar require Mesira Lishma? That the Gemara thought, and then they rejected it. Okay, this issue affects not only Lishma, but also the problem of Mechubar, right? And we also just touched on a little bit, like the question when we say Ede Mesira Karsi, you know, where does it say Edim anywhere? That's a really good question, and. Is the only reason that you need Eidei Mesira because you need Eidei Kiyum in a particular transaction, like Gittin and Kiddushin, etc.? Maybe in Dini Mamanis, it's actually Mesira Karsi, not Eidei Mesira Karsi. That might be the pshat in the Rambam and Hilchos Mechira, especially when you contrast Hilchos Mechira with Hilchos Gerushin and Hilchos Ishos. And there is this discussion also in the Rishonim, as say the Ramban, toys with the idea that Dine Mamanus, maybe you could get away with Mesira B'li Edim at all. Iran just, you know, is horrified that there could be such a notion. And then finally, we have this idea of Modu Rabbi Lazar B'Mesirat Mitocho, which, as we'll see, Rashi, Balitosis, many Rishon think is a Dinder Rabbanon, it's a Chashash Rabbanon. If you do this, then people will think that. But, as we'll soon see, other Rishonim think this is something fundamental. The Rif, the Rajba, you know, the Ramban, the Rambam, they think that Modu Rabbi Lazar B'Mesirat Mitocho is a very important principle, and we need to understand it. Okay, so in order to do all of this, we'll go back to Rabbi Lazar B'Mesirat Mitocho later on, but before that, we need to discuss like the major argument among the Rishonim. So the major argument in the Rishonim is how to understand the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Gemara here says that, you know, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer Begitin. I should just go to the Gemara for a minute and pay Bob Medes. There the Gemara records this dispute.
Does anybody know if that Rabbi Eliezer is a Shmuti? Well, why don't we pass like Rabbi Eliezer all the time?
In this context, nobody's zeroing in on that.
You
know. No. Yeah, I understand. Okay. So, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, etc.
What definitely are now?
Pei Vav Amud Beis, just for a minute. Just to record that there is, just to register that there is a debate about whether we passing like Rabbi Lazar only in Gittin or also in Shar Shtaros. And also what that means. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Omer Afal Pi, everybody have that? Pei, also in the Mar Makomos. It's the one in the Mar Makomos. It's on page one here somewhere. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Marav Halacha K'Rabbi Lazar B'Gittin. Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Rav, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar in Gittin, meaning Eidim Asira Karsi. Ki Amrisa Kamei D'Shmuel Amar Af B'Shtaros. Not just Gittin, but even Shtaros. Now, what does he mean by that? We'll see. Rav Savar B'Shtaros Lam. Rav holds that not true, that he don't paskin like Rav Lazar and Shtaros. Haktani, doesn't the Mishnah say, the Gove Minachasim Mishibadim? Right? So wouldn't that be Shar Shtaros? Says the Gemara, Rav Lazar Tarti Amar. Rav Lazar said two things. Right? He said that Eidei Mesira Karsi Begitin and Eidei Mesira Karsi Bishar Shtaros, the Rav Sava Kivase Bechada Upalagale Bechada. Rav says, you know, he's right about Gittin and he's wrong about Shar Shtaros. Chena Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halach Kravos of Gittin, Rabbi Yana Amar Afilu Reach again, Aimbo. It's nothing at all. Rabbi Yana Leisle, Rabbi Lazar, Hachi Kamar, Rabbanan Afilu Reach again, Aimbo. The Chen Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kanina Amar Shlakish, Halach Kravos of Gittin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we don't pass the mic, Rabbi Lazar, Afilu Reach again, Aimbo. Reach again, you'll remember, means that, you know, even if something isn't a get in the sense of being matir, Isha Lashuk, there are gittin, like when he says, Hare At, you know, Migureshes Mimeni, V'iat Mutaris L'chaladam, that's the issue that we discussed, or according to one view, Chutz Miploni, right, that would be a Reach Haget and passel her going forward, L'kahuna, right, even if it wasn't the full effective get. So when you want to say something is not a get, it's not even it's not a get at all. You know, you say it's not even a reach again. That's the language of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lema, Rav Yochanan Leisle, Rav Lazar, Haki Kamar, Rabbanan, Afilu Reach again, Eibo. But Rav Lazar thinks that obviously it works. Shalach Rav Abba, Razab, Lamari, Barmar, Boy Minem Rav Huna, Alacha, Rav Lazar, Begitin, or Ein Alacha. You can see what's going on here. It's not, you know, it's very repetitive, but it matters a lot if you paskin Eid Masira Karsi or Eid Hasima Karsi. They're huge nafkaminas. So they're really trying to pin down what's the halach in Gittin, what's the halach in Sharshtaros. Ad hachi nak nafshe the Rav Huna. He died. Omele Rabba Berei, his son, hachi amar Abba Mishmei de Rabba. This is what father used to say in the name of Rabba. Halacha ki Rabba Lazar begittin. Rabba Seinu habakiyin bedavar halacha. Right, Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halacha Krav Lazar Begitin. Tom Rab Chama Bar Guya Halacha Krav Lazar Begitin. Ikad Amar Bechavreinu Habekiyim Bedvar Halacha Vitalmidi Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu Amru Halacha Krav Lazar Begitin. Tom Rab Chizim Amar Rab Chama Amar Rab Halacha Krav Lazar Begitin. Chen Kiyasa Rabin Amar Blazar Amar Rab Halacha Krav Lazar Begitin. So, as you can see, you know, they weren't counting on one. It's like, it would be, you know, a little humorous, but it isn't humorous. It's like it reflects, you know, the gravity of the issue. Anyways, the halacha, there happens to be a big debate. You know, we paskin like a blazer, begitin, that's clear. The question is, do we paskin like a bishar shtaros? Also, the question is, what do we mean by shar shtaros? Okay? So, most of the Rishonim think that Shar Shtaros means everything, including things like Shtar Milva, right? Meaning Shari Raya, Shari Kinyan, all the same. And the Ravid in his Perush on the Rift suggests that the difference between Gittin and Shtar Shtaros means Shari Kinyan, a kind of in Shtari Raya, you know, broadly. In other words, like, where's Shtar Mecher in all of this? Shtar Mecher, or Matana, is a Shtar Kinyan, right? Even though it's not Gittin V'Kiddushin, or Shechur Eved. So this is a major, major debate. Okay, so now let's get back to, let's turn our attention to the biggest questionable. Everybody paskins like Balazar Begitin. Questions about Shar Shtaros. However, the big debate, which, you know, I wouldn't say tore apart the halachic world, but we'll say, you know, raged, you know, fiercely over many, many centuries, was when we paskin like Rabbi Lazar Begitin, or we pass like Rabbi Lazar, what does that mean for Eide Chasima? Right? Rabbi Lazar means Eide Mesira alone are Karsi, or Rabbi Lazar means even Eide Mesira are Karsi, but certainly Eide Chasima are Karsi. So let me make it clear. Aside from one or two outliers, almost all the Rishonim, the Balaitur, there's a re in the Shittim Kubetzis and Ksuvas. Aside from that, maybe a line in the Rajbam, we're not really sure what it means, in Bambasra, Kufay, and Bambun Aleph, but like mostly the bigger, you know, numbers, not just bigger numbers, the overwhelming numbers, and we show them say, Rabbi Meir certainly rejects Rabbi Eliezer. In Rav Meir's view, Veidech Hasim Akarsi says, listen, Ashtar, without signatures, or maybe Ksav Yad might be the same thing, but whatever, without internal evidence, we'll call it, Ashtar is not Ashtar. Okay? So if you have Eidei Mesira, that's very nice, but that's not Ashtar. Okay. Aside from one or two shitos, almost everybody agrees that Rabbi Meir's view of Eidei Hasima is exclusive, and it rejects Rabbi Eliezer. However, when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer's view, the Eidei Mesira Karsi, here you have a massive debate. So Rashi, Tosfos, mostly, Rashi, Tosfos, Balamor, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's an exception in the world of Svarad, Tosfos Rid, Rush, all of them are the opinion that just like Rabbi Meir rejects Rabbi Eliezer rejects Rabbi Meir. Meaning you're either all in on Eidei Mesira Karsi, if you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and then Eidei Hasima are not able to effectuate a kinyan at all, or if you hold like Rabbi Meir, you're all in on Eidei Hasima. These are two diametrically different positions, and neither one brooks or acknowledges the other. However, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Rajba, that whole world, the whole world of Spain and half the world of Provence, but the Gaonim, the Tier 1 world, the whole Sephardi world, pretty much, all think that when we Paskin like Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, it means either Eidei Mesira or Eidei Hasima. That's the massive argument in the Rishonim. Okay? And that's what we're going to explore. So the Balei Tosfos weigh in on this. We'll have to stop in a minute, but at least we'll get the Tosfos part in. And then we'll pick up with it next time. Look at the Kaimalon Halacha Rabbi Lazar Begitin. This is a jam-packed Tosfos, even though it isn't so long. But yeah, everybody have it? On the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Kaimalon Halacha Rabbi Lazar Begitin. Says Tosfos, Mishum Demayri Hocha Begitin. What do you mean, we pass the like Rabbi Lazar Begitin? Tosfos says, we're talking about Gitin here. So that's why we emphasize that. Aba Halacha Kamosha Hapishar Shtaros. Remember the whole Gemara in Tevav Mibes? Right? He said, don't let it fool you. You know, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, not only in Gittin, but in Shar Shtaros as well. Afal Gav, the Kol Amoroi, the Lekamon, Peivam Bebei, Savrik Rabbi Lazar, Dafka be Gittin, right, that whole Shakla Vataria, right? Kaimalon Kishmua Bedini, the Polig Lekamon, Adarav, the Kaamar, Af Bishar Shtaros. He disagrees, he thinks even Shar Shtaros, we paskin Rabbi Lazar. Okay. The Ode, moreover, the Perek Zeborer, in the Gemara that I referred to before, Gabe Matnosa, to have a Chasima La Tregisi, so there was a Shtar Matana, right? And the signators of the Shtar were two brothers-in-law, meaning they were Krovim to each other. So, Komrav Yosef, Zila Kanya Beide Mesira, to Rabbi Lazar, he said, don't worry about it. We'll use Eidei Mesira, even though the people signed in the Shtar Matana were relatives and therefore they're psulim. He said, no big deal. We'll do this through Eidei Mesira. The Parakh Le'Abaya, the Homer Ababa Modra of Lazar b'Mizuyef Mitocho Shehu Pasol. That's what I mentioned before, right? Rabbi Lazar agrees that if you have no Eidei Chasima, that's fine. But if you're going to have Eidei Chasima, they need to be Ksheirim. In our Gemara, they even need to be Lishma. Right? Mashma, Rabbi Yosef, Abaye, the Hava Basrai. Tosis is bringing this to try to prove that even the later Amoraim, like Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, Savrik, Rabbi Lazar. Right? And that's a Shtar Matana. Right? That's not a Get. Of course, it's still a Shtar Kinyan, not a Shtaraya. There are different places to draw the line here. Right? Is it Gittin and Kedushin and everything else? What about Shtar Shifror? Then what about Shtar Bechor Matana? Because they're Shtari Kinyan. Then what about Shtari Raya? Okay. Pirkei Nami Amar Baba, right later on in the Gemara Daf Yud, Hai Shtara Parsa'a, right, if you have a Shtar that was, you know, prepared in a non-Jewish court, right, but it has the right text, the Masra Nehele Ve'api Sadi Yisrael, and the Masira was witnessed by two Jews, Magbinamei B'nei Chari, right, they say you can't use it for Shibudim for because it was, it has the, doesn't have a kol because it was, you know, Bezd in Parsai, but it's a proper Eidos, it's a proper Kenyan. The Lefikach Tzarech Lizayir, Shehu, in a Mesir of B'Shas Nesinas Haget. Therefore, you have to be very careful that, since we paskin like Rav Elazar, you have to have any Mesir of B'Shas Nesinas Haget. Now Tosis is weighing in on a bigger issue. So far, all Tosis is saying is, don't let the Gemara and Teivav Medbeis, you know, mislead you. We paskin like Rav Elazar not only in Gittin, but in Shar Shtaros. Now he's coming to the big punchline. So since we paskin like Rav Elazar, wherever we paskin like him, Tzarech Shehei Eidei Mesira B'Shas Nesinas Haget. Make sure to have Eidei Mesira. The Inhu Karsi, because they're the only things that affect, with an E, the change that create the Kinyan. The Eilekes Shem Eidei Mesira Eidei Megureshes, if I know Eidei Mesira, it's not going to work. Afal Gav De'ika Eidei Chasima. Even if there are Eidei Chasima on the get, V'lomahani Eidei Chasima, why do you have the Eidei Chasima there? Mishum Tikkun Olam? Ela Shem Yamusu Eidei Mesira. Oh yeah, this is what the Gemara says on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that Rashi quoted on Pevav. O Sheyelcha Lehem L'medina Sayam, if they die, meaning the Eidei Mesira, or they, you know, go off and retire, and you know, no one can reach them, right? Still, if you have any chasima, the benefit is shetinase aide eide chasima, that you can use them as raya, and she can go ahead and marry because there's proof to her divorce. The mistama behechsher nasa, that what? That the get was executed properly. How? With eide nasira. In the Tosa Rush, and in the Rabbeinu Ephraim later, which maybe we'll get a chance to look at, they say, Hakol Behefsher Nistama Hakol Behefsher Nasa Be'edei Mesira, which is what Tosa means too, just it's more helpful if they say the words. Kiramina Bashaleach. Lo Tzricha Elo Rab Loza Dameda Mesira Karsi. That's the Takina Rabbanan Eide Kasima. The purpose of the Takana Be'edei Mesira Kasima is the Zimnin, the Maisi Sahadi. Sometimes the witnesses will die. Inami, the Ozil Medina Sayam, they'll travel. The Chemash and Perik Basra, Kavishayim Shasholchu Shneim Shnei Gittin, Ushmaseim Shavin, Finis Arva. Remember the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Gemara and Pei Bab Medes with Rabbi Yirmiya, right? So the Mishnah says, No Sein Shneim Lazu Ushneim Lazu. You give each person two. The Ka'amar the Gemara, the Lo Rav Elazar. The Gemara originally thought it's against Rav Elazar. Because the Gemara originally thought that you need Mesira Lishma. Right? Aval, Rabbi Meir Nicha, but for Rabbi Meir there's no problem, because according to Rabbi Meir there is a Chasima Lishma. Right? What's he asking? Of course you have to, you know, it would have to be that, you know, it's what we call muchach mitoko, that we know, you know, we can differentiate between, if we had to, you know, between the gittin, the bailer amir shem muchach mitoko, kibbin brish kol again, we'll get to that. Gabi kosov agarish asagdola, the ilu rabbel, now here comes the punchline. The ilu rabbel azar sagi be'ede chasima. If Rabbi Eliezer thought that, you know, you could go the route of either ede mesira or ede chasima, abailo asik rabbel azar. Dal Eidei Mesira Mehacha, right? I'm sorry, Dal Eidei Mesira Mehacha, the Eidei Chasima Sagi. Elamashma Deli Olam Boy Rabbi Lazar Eidei Mesira. I'm going to stop here, but because the next line is even more exciting. You know, I'll read it. Just give me 1 second. But before, let me just explain what Tosis just said. Tosis is trying to prove against the Rif and the Rambam and all these Rishonim He probably didn't know the Rambam, but he knew the Rif. What's he trying to say? It also says the following. If it were to be true that Rabbi Elazar's Chiddush is that Eidei Mesira is also Kores, but certainly Eidei Chasima are Kores, so then when the Gemara, right, said, like, how can you give the get twice if it got mixed up? You know, there's going to be a problem. There's no Mesira Lishma. Right? Why did the Gemara just say, well, there's no big deal because there are Eidei Chasima here. So we're not going through the Eidei Mesira, we're going through the Eidei Chasima. Now if you go through the Eidei Chasima, then the Mesira doesn't need to be Lishma. So Tosis is assuming. What do you see from there? That it's not true that just because you have Eidei Chasima, you can... The Eidei Chasima work as a Raya, but they don't equally work as a Kenyan. So when Rabbi Eliezer says Eidei Mesira Karsi, he means only Eidei Mesira Karsi, but not Eidei Chasima. They're good for Raya, but they're not good for Kenyan, even Bidiyavet. That's against the Shita of the Rif. Then says the Bali Tosis, and we'll pick up with both of these points next time, the Ode, Ragil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, Rabbeinu Tam used to say, Tafilo Rabbi Meir, Boy Eidim Vishas Nesina Sagat. Meaning, Rabbi Meir holds that what? Eidei Chasima Karsi. Right? So according to Rabbi Meir, what do we care about? Where are the Eidim? They're Chasum on the get. Do they have to be there Vishas Nesira Sagat? No, that's Rabbi Lozer, that's Eidei Mesira Karsi, right? Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, they have to be there also. I mean, they have to be Eidei Mesira Karsi. Not because of Eidei Mesira Karsi, because of the requirement of Eidei Kiyum in a get. The Ein Dabar Shebe'erba Pakos Mishnayim. And since Ein Dabar Shebe'erba Pakos Mishnayim, that's a separate requirement that cannot be accomplished by Eidei Chasima. So what's fascinating is, if you look at the Rif and the Rambam,
it can't be accomplished by
Eidei Mesira. I can't be accomplished by Eidei Chasima.
According to Meir?
According to Meir. You need Eidei Kiyum, the equivalent of Eidei Mesira, not for the Shtar, but for the Geirushin. So it's fascinating. This is what we want to pick up with next time. Next time we'll go through the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam disagree on both of these points of Tosis. Number one, they argue very passionately that when Rabbi Eliezer, we possibly like Rabbi Lazar, he says Eidei Mesira Karsi, but even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Eidei Chasima work on their own. And Eidei Mesira and the Ikar, Eidei Mesira work on their own, but Eidei Chasima alone also are affected. That's what the Rif and the Rambam hold, number one. Number two, they both hold, if you only had Eidei Chasima, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be enough, even for Gittin. Meaning, even for Eidei Kiyum, Eidei Chasima are enough. Like that's a double argument. So we need to understand both of those issues. Okay? And this like goes to the core of what shtaros are, and we'll discuss it next time.